Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa, joined as always by two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, we're going to look at John Beeson, acquired in the first week of October from the Carolina Panthers, and he was a godsend to this Giant defense from the middle linebacker spot. We're going to look at some of his plays, starting with the game at Washington.
Well, one of the things that you notice right away about John Beeson that this linebacking corps didn't have was experience and instincts. And you'll see what good linebacking is. It starts with his footwork. If you take a look, there's going to be a play action, a lot of run action here, a lot of moving parts in the backfield, and you'll see his footwork. He never runs and bites on anything. His feet are active, and as soon as he sees the ball is not in the running back's hands, he takes off directly to the guy who has the ball. Now, when I'll bring this back again, Bob, and freeze it, when you slow this down and you see all the commotion in the backfield, you've got a scissors, but the linebacker stays there. Now when the ball is out, look at the acceleration to the quarterback. That's just good instinctive play, because a lot of linebackers, when you see a lot of movement, a lot of different directions going.
And he forced Robert Griffin III on that play to basically just find some green grass to go down and not take a shot. Carl, against the Minnesota Vikings, against the best running back in the NFL and Adrian Peterson, Beeson made a play that saved a touchdown. It will show as an 8-yard run, but these are the kind that Adrian Peterson takes to the house.
Again, the beauty of being an instinctive linebacker is not only doing your job. He had a fullback lead. He takes on the fullback, but his job wasn't over. Good linebackers do not settle for doing just their responsibility. Well, he filled the gap, no negative grade, but he comes off of a block and makes a tackle. That's what makes a Pro Bowl caliber linebacker. Let's take a look. There's your fullback. Destroys him. Now, let me bring this back again, Bob, and show you exactly what this means. If I freeze it here, that's where the running back wanted to go, right where Beeson takes on the fullback. Now, he redirects the running back, comes off of his block to make the tackle. So that's a linebacker play there.
And not an easy guy to get to the ground either.
He is not. And he did everything he could to get him down. But the beauty of this, and this is linebacking 101, the way they teach it, take on your block, but stay available. Don't sell out. A lot of linebackers with less experience would sell out on this block to the fullback, just so they can say they clogged the hole. Here, look at, he takes it on with his inside shoulder and comes off of it to make the play.
So he's taking on that block, and good linebacking is taking on that block, mentally thinking about, I'm going to get off the block in order to make the play, as opposed to guys who just say, I'm going to obliterate the fullback.
Right, and hope then something happens. Right. And the key there is not only taking on the block, but he knew, I'm going to take on this block and keep my outside arm free so that I can come off of this and make a tackle.
All right, pattern reading. I know this is one of your areas of expertise, pattern reading, and Beeson did it perfectly against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, another key to effective linebacking is when it's a play-action pass, once you come out of that run fake, knowing exactly what's happening behind you. And he could look at it based on formation, and I'll play this. There's the run fake. You look at Beeson's feet. He goes lateral. Whoop, it's a pass. Now, he reads the quarterback's eyes, and he already knows there's a receiver coming in behind him. Why? Because he knew it was one wide receiver outside, and based on what the quarterback was looking, that receiver was right behind him.
So, in other words, he can tell based on the formation, if you looked at it from the other angle, the all 22 angle, he could see the formation, and then he's deducing in his head that most likely this is going to be the route that's going to be run.
Right. They call that pre-snap read. So when the offense breaks the huddle, he takes a snapshot. There's one receiver outside of me, so if it's play action pass, there's something coming behind me, and he fell right into the passing lane.
All right. Well, John Beeson has a voidable year in his 2014 contract, which would make him an unrestricted free agent. Be interesting to see how that all plays out. But obviously, you can see why this guy's a former Pro Bowl player. He does the little things that make the big plays in football games. Carl, great stuff.
Thanks.
All right, for Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching this edition of Inside the Film Room here on Giants.com.